There's a woman. Let's call her Bianca. She sits in her cube 8 hours a day. Doesn't necessarily enjoy it, but she knows the bills gotta be paid. Another young lady, her name is Vanessa, and in her world, money doesn't exist. And I know what you're thinking, without any money, how on earth does she subsist? How does she buy the things she needs? Why get out of bed? What's her motivation? She says, all my needs and wants are easily met through automation. Her motivation is her vocation. See, Vanessa's a writer. She loves to imagine. Fictional tales emit from her mind. Bianca accepts her condition, perfecting the lie. Everything's fine. As she juggles 3 forms of debt, a mortgage, a car, and a student loan, her taxes go straight to the Pentagon. Somebody's got to pay for those drones. Don't get it twisted. Vanessa works too. It's just that none of her labor is wasted. Enriching the rich with her life's blood is a problem that she's never faced with. At the vertical farm that feeds her community, she puts in 4 hours a month. Though Bianca labors for worthless paper, she still can't afford the things that she wants. Solar panels on Vanessa's roof provide her with free, renewable power. But for Bianca to pay her electric bill, she has to slave at least 6 hours. And she also sits in gridlock traffic to and from the plantation, while the manual labor in Vanessa's world is done with robotics and automation. The shackles of debt don't have to exist, nor does Bianca's rat race. Just ask Vanessa how good life can be when the economy is resource-based.